Bikurim Perik Aleph Mishnah Vav 1:6. Hakona shnei ilanos besoch shel chavero. If a person purchases two trees in his neighbor's property, so now when he purchases those trees, he wasn't explicit on whether or not that includes the land beneath the trees as well, or just the trees themselves. That is to say, for example, if the tree he purchased died, does he have the rights to plant a new tree in its place, or did he just own the physical tree above the ground? And that being the case, since it's not clear if he owns the ground or not, so maybe he could bring the fruit, but ve'en okara, he may not recite the recitation because it's a suffix if really he can say that the land is his land on which it grew. Since it's a suffix, he will not do the recitation. Now, you might ask, what's the problem with reciting a suffix, reciting out of doubt? What's the worst that can happen? You're not saying a bracha or something, you're simply just saying psukim, verses, which you could always say. So the answer is, either the Gemara says it's mechsi kashikra, you kind of look like you're lying, which is one approach, or a second approach is that people essentially will learn the wrong halachas. There's also a separate, the part of the problem is that there's a difference between if it's bikurim, if it's subject to trumas and maisers or not, and that being the case, you make a whole, confusion about how these kinds of things should be treated in terms of trumas and maisers. Now, on that point, the truth is that it's actually very complicated in the Gemara how one goes even bringing such suffix bikurim, because it's an issue of not bringing chulin into the base of mikdash, etc., which sort of beyond the scope of the Mishnah here. But the point is, it's, if this actually happens and it's a suffix, it's rather complicated how one does bring, even if he doesn't recite it. Now, that said, that's the halacha. Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir Omer, Mevi Vekor. Rabbi Meir says it's a given that if you buy two trees together, that you're buying trees plus land. No one buys just one, two trees without getting the land as well. They'll agree, everyone agrees that if it's just one tree, then it's one isn't acquiring the land. But with two, says Rabbi Meir, it's certain he meant the land as well. Tanakama is not sure, and the halacha follows the Tanakama. Everyone would agree if you bought three trees that you meant the trees plus the land beneath them. That would not be a doubt. A new case here, Yavash Hama'ayan or Nikta Tza'ilan. If the tree on which the Bikurim grew was nourished by a spring, a natural spring, or if it was a field of grain, and the field of grain was watered by a natural spring, but then the spring dried up, or Nikta Tza'ilan, the tree got cut down, assuming that you have not yet designated the fruits, and then you do designate the fruits as Bikurim, maybe the Enokora, according to the Tanakhama, you can still bring those fruits, but you can't recite the recitation. And the reason why is because it's as if the land is no longer there. According to the Tanakhama, if the water is now cut off and the thing can't produce, or the tree is cut down and therefore it can't produce, it's as if the land has been stripped out from underneath it, and therefore one cannot recite the verses talking about the land. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, maybe the Kor, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you could bring and recite, because he says just because the spring is not longer functioning or because the tree is cut down, that's not tantamount to the land not being there. And the halacha, however, follows Tanakama, that if the tree is cut down, one couldn't recite the recitation. Now, when does one bring and recite? Me'atzeres ve'rachag, mevi v'kore. Tanakama holds the window of opportunity to bring and recite Bikurim is from Shavuos, Atzeres, v'ad hachag, until the chag referring to Sukkos. So that's your window. Beyond that, minachag, bar Chanukah, if you're going past Sukkos until Chanukah time, maybe you can still bring the Bikurim, ve'en okora, but you cannot do the recitation. The reason why is because the Pasuk by Bikurim talks about v'samach b'chol hatov, you'll rejoice in all the goodness that Hashem gave you, and they understand it to mean only when people are rejoicing in general, when it's the happy times, which means people are feeling the fullness of the harvest, which is in the summertime between Shavuos and Sukkos. After that, the joy is sort of wearing off, and that being the case, the time for reciting is no longer here, says the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra Omer, Mevi Vekora. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says, no, it's not true. Even after Sukkos, you could still recite all the way until Chanukah. You could bring it in and recite. However, after Chanukah, everyone agrees that one may no longer recite the passages. It's too late. Interestingly, this is one of the very few times in the Mishnayos where Chanukah is mentioned. Interestingly, oblique reference here, but there you go. The halach again follows Tanna Kamma that after Hanukkah there's no bringing even, and after Sukkot there's no reciting of the parshios.